She's a real woman with a real life. She's someone you can relate to. Dawn Newton.
Welcome to the Dawn Newton Podcast. I am your host, Dawn Newton. You know, it's almost that time, that official kickoff time for the summer season. And you know what that means. We're always looking for ways to enhance that backyard experience, that backyard space, because we're going to start doing that whole indoor-outdoor living, which we love so much. My guests today have some fabulous ideas of how to revamp that outdoor space. You know them as stars of Married to Real Estate and recent winners of Rock the Block Season 3. The power couple, Egypt Sherrod and Mike Jackson, join me. As I said, they're here to give us some ideas of how to revamp that outdoor space with some eco-friendly upgrades.
Egypt and Mike, how are you?
Good. How are you?
We're doing great.
I'm doing well. I'm having a little fangirl moment.
Let me just get that out of the way.
Married to Real Estate's Egypt Sherrod and Mike Jackson. My gosh, what a pleasure to talk with both of you. Big fan, stars of Married to Real Estate. And I did watch Rock the Block Season 3. I watched you win.
So, thank you.
So yes, you have a diehard fan here, but we're not going to talk about that, my fangirling. What we want to talk about is this summer, our backyard spaces, eco-friendly upgrades. I mean, I can't think of two better people to be speaking to about this.
Awesome.
So we've got things coming up. You know, the summer's coming. We're getting out in the yard. I mean, my body's sore. We're like, oh, hi, dirt and the shovel.
That's true labor.
But some of the ways that we want to refresh our outdoor space, I mean, there's so many things. And sometimes we, you know, what's going to bring value, what's just going to be pleasure, and balancing the two. And you've got some great ideas for us.
Yes, yes.
Oh, you want us to just get into it? I think we fell asleep on the job, babe. Eh?
No.
So, here's the thing. Mike and I have been in real estate for almost 20 years, and so we bounce off of each other quite often and just, you know, notice what's happening across the landscape. And I think people have been shut in. You know, we've been shut in for the past 2 years. We're ready to get out, break out, get fresh air, get some vitamin D. And prices of everything, especially in real estate, have gone up. And so more people are choosing to stay where they are and just get better equity and value out of their home. So whether that's an addition or, you know, something else, is what we think is a really great investment where you get the return on investment. I mean, it actually shows up on appraisal, is by installing a deck, but not just any kind of deck, a composite deck. And, you know, there's wood. I mean, we're used to seeing wood decks all day, and I say that's the old way to go. Composite decking is like, get with the program. This is the new way to go for so many reasons.
Well, and composite decking, too, as far as the maintenance and upkeep and replacement, it is improved so much since it was first introduced that it is almost like a no-brainer. Talk about the difference between the two as far as the things I just mentioned, maintenance, cost, upkeep, life, and that return.
You hit it on the head with the maintenance part. This product is maintenance-free. It's where you put it in, instant gratification, and you no longer have to maintain it because it's going to stand the test of time. Whereas with wood, you're going to be out there every year restaining and repainting. And when you install wood right from the start, you can't stain or paint because you have to wait at least 6 months to a year before you can do anything to it. And with the TimberTech product, which is composite material, you don't have to worry about splinters. You don't have to worry about the fading. You don't have to worry about insects infesting the wood.
Carpenter bees.
Because it's made out of recyclable material, which is 85% up to recyclable materials of plastic, milk jugs, detergent cartons, and once you've had the product, which is going to last 30 to 50 years, you can recycle the product itself.
The entire deck can literally be taken off and recycled all over again. So we're saving our trees by choosing composite. And, you know, the number one question we get asked is, well, isn't that going to be expensive? Isn't that, like, a lot more expensive to put in composite? And so let me break it down for you this way. A wood deck, you know, maybe about 5% less to install. Well, nowadays, we're not even sure it's that because the cost of wood has gone up so much.
Exactly.
But you know, let's just say it's about 5% more to install composite decking. However, after 10 years, you've saved 20% on maintenance, mm-hmm. you know, of the deck. So it has more than paid for itself. And it's the gift that keeps on giving, because after it's time for you to replace your wood deck just one time, you now have to pay for an entire new deck. Meanwhile, you're getting 30 to 50 years out of composite. So it is a no-brainer. You're saving trees, you're doing good, you're adding value, and you're getting back, you're stealing back some of that quality of life that mm-hmm. you would spend having to maintain a wood deck.
You know, and I have to say, just as a poster child for decking, we just replaced our old wood deck that was twisted, dry rot, nails lifting, all the uh-huh. things that you're talking yeah. about to composite. And
right.
My gosh, it's you just fall in love with it. And it is a little expensive out the gate, but all the things you just mentioned, that value you can't argue with.
True. No, you cannot.
What are some other things, some greener choices that people are making for their homes when it comes to, you know, our upgrades for outside?
Yeah, and, you know, when we talk a lot about decks, but with this particular material, you can also create gazebos, screened-in porches. I'm going to be creating a vegetable garden. You might see that, I don't know, on the next season of Married to Real Estate, our show. But, you know, I said to Mike when we were talking about the product, I was like, ooh, I got a great idea. My vegetable garden, my raised vegetable garden, I can use this, and I don't have to worry about it rotting out or all the animals and bugs getting in it from underneath. So mm-hmm. it just across the board, it's eco-friendly, sustainable, it's greener. You're going to feel good. Like, you'll sleep well knowing that, you know what, I just saved some trees and I, you know, prevented some plastics from going in our oceans because I chose composite over wood.
You know, and that indoor-outdoor living, too, it just totally increases the value in what we're doing. And there is so many ways that we can implement composite decking, our front porches, and like you said, a gazebo, our raised garden beds. Mm-hmm. It's endless to what we can be doing. Mm-hmm. Where would you want somebody to start?
Where would we want someone to start?
Go to the website.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, if you go to the website, timbertech.com. I'll tell you why, because they have so many inspiration photos, but also there's a 3D design feature on there, mm-hmm. so you can actually customize your own deck and see what it would look like. You can also order some free samples of the decking material, and they have a variety of colors. That's the other thing you can't get with wood, mm-hmm. you know. It's just a variety of colors and designs that you can choose from. That would be your best start, and figure out what big box stores around you can carry the TimberTech.
Well, you know, I was reading, too, in our talking points, it says that it can result in a lower utility bill using composite.
Yeah, I think it depends on how you use it.
Correct.
And the other thing is, when I was like, oh, this is practical for young kids, too. I mean, not only us adults, we don't like to step on those raised nails or splinters, mm-hmm. but even for our kiddos, that's
yeah.
really important because they're the ones crawling around, sitting on it.
Yeah, you know, right. We're parents. We got three girls, and they're 3, 10, and 21, so all age ranges. Our house is the party house. I don't know how it wound up that way. Our house is the party house. I would always be chasing not only our kids, but the other neighborhood kids around to make sure nobody's getting hurt. Nobody's getting splinters. Nobody's slipping and falling. You know, you don't have to worry about any of that with mm-hmm. this decking material. And so, you know, the true win, it was not just us telling you about it. The true win is when you make the smart choice and mm-hmm. change from wood to composite.
And you talked about nail pop-ups or screw pop-ups. That's the great part about this product is, there's two options. You have the interlinking section underneath to where you don't even see that it's connected with screws or nails, or you have the top approach where the screw goes in and then it's plugged with the same exact material. So aesthetically, you can't even tell how it's being.
Yeah, seamless. It looks beautiful.
Correct. You can't even tell how it's being locked down.
Egypt and Mike, where can we go for more information? This is awesome.
Thank you.
You can go to timbertech.com.
Well, again, I appreciate this time. Thank you, and I'm can't wait for next season.
Oh,
awesome. Thank you so much
for your support. We appreciate it. You have a good one.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Dawn Newton Podcast. And a special thank you to my guests, that power couple, Egypt Sherrod and Mike Jackson, stars of Married to Real Estate and recent winners of Rock the Block Season 3. For more information about composite decking, timbertech.com is a place to go. And be sure and check out my website, dawnnewton.org. The Dawn Newton Podcast is written, produced, and hosted by Dawn Newton.